I got to make sure my fucking volumes are up because, you know, I haven't. Okay, here we go. Maybe. I got the little rotating spinny thing.
Has I already hit start?
I know you did. There it goes. Huh?
Be advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
I sent it to Jennifer. You're going to have to send it to Jamie and...
Well, it's the weekend
it is.
Again.
It's the weekend.
You know what that means? It means it's
it was
time
a long
to get
awaited
drunk.
This week.
Oh, fuck yes.
Stupid criminals again. So fill your glass. Plant your ass, because this here is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime, starring Crystal, Kelly, Drink Bitch Janelle, Tech Bitch Paul, and Research Bitch Chris. Reading you today's headlines.
Don't
with
step on the dog.
Commentary for your enjoyment. Whiskey,
Wine,
and
your
True
kid.
Crime. Coming at you live in 3, 2, 1.
Push the fucking button. There it goes. I did it. I pushed the button. Did you ever have one of those days where you're just kind of like, fuck it?
More than you know.
It's just like...
Dark belt today.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of the weather. It's overcast and shitty, and it's just kind of like a fuck type thing, you know?
I wouldn't even say that. Like, man, the shit I deal with at work now, since I don't think I've told you.
No.
I've gotten... I took a different position at the firm.
Ah, nice catch.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
A higher position at the firm. So what does higher position entail?
So your head ass kiss instead of ass kiss.
Okay. I'm still an ass kiss.
Are you an ass or an asset or an ass kiss?
I don't know. I feel like I'm an asset. I would say an asset, but I feel like an asset.
Probably just an ass.
Mm-hmm. We know you're an ass. In my position, I can be an ass.
Oh, so you have...
I just don't get paid for my position.
You have permission to be an ass.
Yep.
From the high ass.
Yep.
From the asses that are higher than yours.
Yep.
Okay. No, I don't want a fucking update. I'm in the middle of a goddamn show. No, I don't want to update that either. I will play with that later.
Jennifer says you might want to check the voice. It's repeating every now and then.
Might want to check
what? The
voice. It's echoing.
Repeating every now
and
then. That would be... It also didn't help. Because of my phone was actually on.
Oh.
So I turned it off because Paul put it on.
Well, the thing of it is, though, is what's picking up is this is the mic that's picking us up on the live feed.
Yeah, but my phone was pretty fucking loud.
Yeah, it's doing it right now. Okay, well, I don't know, Jennifer. I don't know. Look, it's Drink Bitch. Yes, out of the way, kind of.
I'm trying to eat.
And there's Tech Bitch's ass with his squirt.
I know you can't drink very much, but try it.
What is it?
We've been having you try everything.
It's squirt.
Fucking nasty.
can't have squirt with your cholesterol meds. It's got grapefruit in it.
Oh.
She's on the same cholesterol med I am.
Oh.
It's a statin.
Yeah, that's actually not good. Yeah. I forgot. I didn't know you were on
the same thing. I didn't know he was on the same thing she was. Otherwise, I wouldn't get it. So I'm sorry.
Recently got changed.
So, anyway, where were we?
Before we tried to kill you?
Shit show.
Yeah, shit show.
It's got statin, you said?
It's got grapefruit.
Anything related to astaxanthin, rosuvastatin, any of the statin family cannot consume anything with grapefruit.
It's something to do with the vitamin that's in the grapefruit.
Okay. Because
you were about... I was thinking the same. I didn't think about it.
I didn't know you two were on the same pill, because otherwise I would...
Didn't even think about it. So anyway, welcome to the shit show.
You tell them, Navi.
So anyway, where were we? Yeah, so your high-ass position, ass-kisser, whatever position...
Makes the fucking day drag some days.
She's an ass kisser 5,000.
Okay, so do tell. What does your job entail now?
Kissing ass.
Well, she's always kissed ass.
Over a certain amount.
Why am I having issues with my
fucking ear? It falls into my lap. Oh, Lord. And I have
exactly.
I have to be happy about it, but I have to tell people to either kick rocks and pay. It's not their problem, or I got to dispute it. Makes sense. As far as I can go with this. Kick rocks and pay it. But the thing is, no matter how many times they argue with me, about this is not the way it should go, it'll always fall back in my lap until they decide they'll pay the bill. It's hard to explain without using certain terms.
So...
I'm an asshole.
Knock, knock, where's my money, bitch?
No.
Up your button to the left.
Yeah.
They put a back door in the G spot?
God, I wish.
Get laid recently?
Fuck no.
Yeah, me neither, buddy.
Why do you think I said, God, I wish?
Well, how light does she sleep? Is she a heavy sleeper?
Not that heavy.
Oh.
He's upset because my IUD was supposed to come out, and... I told him no sex before or after I get it out. Clearly. Or the day of. They go in, realize the string to the IUD is busted off, and so they can't find the motherfucker. They just know it's in there.
So are you supposed to piss it out or something? Or?
So they went around and they were digging.
Your genius says that you're good at kissing ass.
Yeah, I'm. She knows.
Apparently, she licks ass too, but she won't admit that.
I'm completely in the same position I was at HSA, just for the bank, the firm.
So, yeah, sure. Did they pull out like?
Anyway,
did the doctor put on like a mining helmet and stick his head in there and? Hello!
So literally they put...
Hi-ho. It's up the twat I go.
The fucking clamp, man. That godforsaken cold-ass metal contraption that fucking
they're salad tongs. Is that the thing that looks like a duck bill?
Yes.
Dude, I still want one of those. Just walk around and go quack, 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 quack.
The speculum. They had that in there.
And how did they expect you to relax when they insert that thing is what I'd like to know.
More lube.
And the thing is, that thing is never fucking worn. Burst the fuck off.
Because it's stainless surgical steel.
I know.
What do you want? What do you want them to do? Keep it in a warming cabinet?
Warm it up before you insert it in my ass.
It's not going in your ass. Oh,
men are visual creatures.
Yes, they are.
So they're gonna warm it up, and it's gonna end up like a curling iron. They're gonna shove it in there, and it's gonna burn your lips.
Not that warm. They do make warm lube. I give them that. That's not enough.
Nope, it is not.
Ugh.
Maybe they gotta rub it more.
So anyway, they go in there.
That's what a pet horny toad says. Rub it, rub it.
But they had these extra enlarged tweezers going up in there, and then she leaves the little duckbill thing hanging so she could grab another instrument. You know how bad that shit hurts? Just to let it hang off a table? You know what I'm talking about.
Gravity is not our friend.
Gravity sucks.
It does.
Then they're like, oh, you need to move down more. Move down more. Have your ass hang a little bit more.
You want me to
motherfucker,
move
it hurts.
I'm just the most uncomfortable. Do you people not understand?
And then she goes, she's at the end of the time, she's like, I can't find it. She pulled it out and she's like, I'm done. I'm not going to hurt you anymore. I'm like, you goddamn right.
Exactly.
She goes, you might spot a little bit, but we're going to go in there surgically and get it removed. I'm like, you realize this is the second time this motherfucker had to be pulled out surgically. Second time.
No, it's not the same one.
It's not the same one, clearly. But the one that had to be moved out surgically before, he broke off.
Yeah, I made it go instead of this way, it went this way.
Which stabs
you bend to the antenna.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Which
those rabbit ears are not supposed to move.
They're not supposed to, but they do. Don't know why, but they do.
Apparently all it takes is a little prick.
Or a big one.
It was not worth the pain. And then to my maid of honor had that happen to her 2 weeks ago?
From Paul?
No. Hers did the same thing mine did. But she was able to get it out. Bitch.
How many kids did your maid of honor have?
4. She keeps asking when we're catching up.
Does she watch our show?
Nope.
I can tell you how it came out so easy.
No, she had to go into the ER again.
Honey, I think my IUD is coming out. Okay, it's good.
He could have been...
You're just wrong.
Paul could have been a smartass and pulled the string at any point.
It's a party popper! Boom!
If he pulled the string, it would have retracted the sides and it would have came out. But he never did, and that would have fucking hurt me anyway. For two, the string's gone now, so you can't just...
Well, you gotta find it before you can...
I bet you that string's still there.
They just
knocked it backwards.
They couldn't find it.
Wasn't that thing made out of metal or something? Can't they just ram a magnet up in there? A mechanic's copper. Magnet, you know? Looks copper. Like a roach clip. Just gonna...
No.
Copper. Copper.
Copper's not magnetic.
Actually, copper is if you have a certain type of magnet.
It doesn't.
We can make an electric magnet.
In
electromagnet.
An MRI, it don't matter.
No.
In an MRI, it doesn't matter.
We'll make an electromagnet, Paul, out of one of her out of one of her dildos, and you can ram it up in there, and you pull it out.
And I can see my whole uterus come out with it. And there goes a hysterectomy.
Hey, Christopher.
Well, then you can get your third nipple.
How would I get my third nipple? By getting a hysterectomy.
Do you really want to deal with both?
I don't know. The way Paul hit it earlier, I might as well cut it off.
Did you hurt it?
I did.
You're not supposed to hurt the nipple. The nipple is supposed to be lovingly squeezed and massaged and licked, unless it's got nipple hair. Then you pluck them, and then you massage them.
Only you, dear.
Cooter poof!
I have many questions that I don't know if I have answers to.
But tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I've never dated a woman with nipple hair.
Neither have I.
I've heard they exist.
Neither have I.
Have you dated a man, a woman with?
I don't date men. I don't date men.
Do you date a woman with facial hair?
I don't date Hispanic people.
Actually, it's more Italian.
Or Puerto Ricans. Because they don't shave.
Okay.
I don't shave my legs either.
Puerto Rican women don't shave their mustaches either.
They don't.
Nor do the Italians. I can say that because I'm part Italian. Hey!
If it makes sense, I've never shaved my face.
You've never shaved your face?
Nope.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't have to shave your face.
Fuck.
That would mean you've got too much testosterone running through your system.
I wish I did some days.
I want to see Tech Bitch shave. It's been so long. I found a picture of you.
Clean shaven?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Uh-huh, it's like me. There's very few of those pictures that still exist.
Let's see you do it, then.
He's already done it.
I've already done it.
I haven't seen it recently. I haven't seen it.
He looks like 30 years younger.
I look like I'm 12.
No, I'm going on almost 2 years since I clean shaved last.
You got baby face.
I did it when I cut my long hair off, so about a year and a half ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going on almost 2 years.
Well, you, I know.
I think Drink Bitch might have a picture of it.
I'm on funny
picture. She's kind of checking.
Anyway, you don't say. So now that we've talked about vaginas and IUDs and IEDs and
Navi,
IOUs.
Are you okay?
Electromagnetic.
Did you hear? I'm fine.
Navi. Hey, come over here. Are you okay?
Now she's not.
Are you okay?
She breaks shit. I'm fine. 8,869.
Or is it 69?
69, bro. 69. We had 8,789 last week. So we're slowly
creeping.
We're creepers.
Well, I could believe that on you.
Ooh.
But on me, I don't go nowhere.
I really don't either.
Bullshit.
It's not my fault we run into you guys at Walmart once in a while.
No, we run into your fucking lamp, which we did again today.
Oh, hi, Larry!
And I just walked right the fuck past her because I was so focused on getting all the ingredients for tonight's dinner. I didn't even think. I was just gone.
10 minutes long.
He kind of looks like a girl. When you're clean shaven like that, it kind of does.
You care too.
I'm not adding to. Now, I choose life.
I've got my kilt.
Because it looks. Okay. It looks like. A female at my other job, just if you dyed his hair red. He's in that picture.
I have balls.
She's a dyke, what's your boy? She really does. She looks identical to that.
That's scary.
If I could find a picture of her, I would, but I'm pretty sure She's one of the ones. I don't find this person.
Tell you what.
He's going to kill me one day.
You find the picture. I'll drop trow and show you that I'm not a woman.
I'm not a woman. I don't want you to drop trow.
I can't believe you have the audacity.
So in other words, I guess you can't shave.
I in no way, shape, or form look like a chick. I do not have boobs. I have a set of nuts.
Actually, you do have boobs. They're
They are not that big!
They're at least egg
cups, aren't they?
Yes.
No, they're like less than skeeter bites.
Egg cups are skeeter bites. I don't know what you're talking about. Paul's just sitting here like I can do shit.
My nipples are bigger than my tits.
I mean, unfortunately, sometimes that does happen.
But I don't have tits.
Are you sure?
Your woman's not helping you here.
The woman's probably not paying attention because it's our anniversary on Sunday, and I've got something huge planned for tomorrow, and she's probably just being nice.
She's the one that said you had tits, so I don't know what kind
you
of nice.
You can stay home tomorrow.
I'm being hit myself right now. I'm good, thank you.
I mean, I can always make it, I can always make it into a range day with me and Tech Bitch.
Fuck you. After my union meeting and going down to Rockford.
Oof.
Yeah.
Well, you can shoot in Rockford.
Yeah, I could shoot other stuff in Rockford, though.
Cans. You can shoot cans in Rockford. Puerto Ricans, Africans, Mexicans. Mm-hmm. Too much?
Hi, Tyler.
Too much
for me now.
Okay. I really don't have any Florida shit, so...
Uh-oh.
It's been kind of quiet in Florida
Holy
lately.
Shit.
What? Which one? Oh, that was from high school.
Yeah.
I was about to say, that had to be like from fucking
school day.
Years ago. 80s.
90. Flip that around.
Oh.
'90.
1990. I was close, at least.
I wasn't born yet.
Okay.
You weren't even a drop of semen yet in your mom's vagina.
Nope.
God, I hate being the oldest one here.
So where do you think we're going today?
Somewhere.
Gray whales, Nantucket.
Negative. We're not even in the United States, so I'll give you that.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh, Sargento cheese recalled because of Listeria.
Wait, huh?
Sargento's got recalled.
Love Lies Bleeding, Kristen Stewart. Love Lies Bleeding 2024 film.
Sargento's not even made in Wisconsin, is it?
Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 pilot. Gay whales, Nantucket. Oh, gray whales.
Say it again.
Wow, really? You better call it on your damn self.
Fuck drink whack. Oh, gray whales extinct in Atlantic for centuries, spotted in Nantucket.
Nantucket, isn't that Ireland? Over by Ireland? I got that look from
us. That's crazy because Sargento posted on their face on their
Nantucket is Massachusetts. It's.
Sargento, you know the Sargento brand's recalled, and I see it over 15 states, right? Shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. But Sargento itself put something on their information saying that it was... Sargento Food corrects the false recall reports.
Oh.
So, ha-cha-cha-cha. Well, and it is Wisconsin-based, by the way.
Hold on, I'm going to look here.
It's in Plymouth.
This is a day ago from Food and Wine.
Oh, yeah, and it was all over NBC a day ago, too.
And now Sargento's saying it's false. No, it never happened.
It's false. The Wisconsin-based company has confirmed that Sargento branded products is not affected. The news steamed from
Yami. Yami. She got on.
No.
New.
Oh!
Hey, I sent you money for Jamie.
When?
Earlier today?
Oh, there it is. Yeah, 3 hours ago.
See?
Okay, thank you.
News stemmed from California-based Rio Lopez Food Inc.'s recall of its Koja cheese due to related Listeria outbreak. Sargento immediately investigated the situation last month and determined that the recall impacted a limited amount of food service ingredients products.
Was that diabetes in a cot in a squeeze tube?
What did you just give my child?
Does it matter? Won't kill her.
A laxative.
Is it the sour?
Yeah, it's sour. It's a laxative, Mom. He did it for shits and giggles, and pretty soon she's going to giggle and then shit.
If she does,
and
she's
then
going
shit,
in air.
And then shit. And then shit. I think you liked it. Okay, so the... Ooh, damn, that hurt.
So the Listeria outbreak, they're claiming it, but Sargento says it's not true.
You said it, Trisco Motor. I don't know. It seems kind of weird. Why would somebody start a false rumor about one of the biggest cheese companies in the area?
Yeah, because CBS. Sure.
True.
Yeah, because it's like Food and Wine, Washington Post, NBC, CBS.
Yeah, exactly.
Food Safety all have this out there. But yeah, you go onto their website. It's not. Nothing there. Sergeant just says it's not affected.
Maybe they're trying to save face.
Potentially.
Well, I don't eat Sargento because I'm not persnickety.
Honey, you have eaten Sargento cheese. Don't lie.
I don't make a heavy diet out of it, though. I can't afford Sargento. Thanks to Biden's right, economy.
Though. Sargento is pretty pricey. Yeah,
it's
but
still creeping up in price, though.
Honestly, when you go through food, you got to decide: do you want quality or quantity?
No shit.
So, are you gonna willing to pay the price for something good?
I have to admit, the only brand name shit we get that is the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Her Reese's peanut butter.
That is me.
That's her. That's
you
not
said
me.
We. You said we, so I just put it there.
That's her peanut. I get the cheap shit.
Peanut butter is peanut butter to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
All peanut butters are the same. And I gotta eat peanut butter.
Only difference is smooth and chunky. I'm just saying.
Just and like shits. They're either smooth or they're chunky.
With Kraft macaroni and cheese, you're right. Velveeta's not bad, though.
Well, no, either Kraft or Velveeta.
And I could see spending the extra money on it.
Cheese Whiz, elbow macaroni, milk, and butter.
No. Yeah, it has to be Cheese Whiz, though. It can't be any of
off-brand. See, and that's the problem. Like, a lot of the off-brands, they do...
It's the same shit. They just change the label.
Versus quality.
Yeah.
So they make more mass-produced, and they don't take care of their shit. So that's.
But they must be doing something right because they're still in business.
It's cheap. Cheap. And the way prices are going up, people are going to go more towards the core.
And even the cheap shit's going up too.
Cheap shit's got to be competitive against each other.
I'm just saying. So where are we going today, Bros?
What were you about to say? Bros?
What you kind know, of bra, Bros?
I don't wear a bra.
We know this.
Then quit bringing it up.
unless I'm at work.
You don't even wear a bra to work?
I said unless I'm at work.
I mean, technically you're at work now.
I don't get paid for this job.
Not yet. If people start giving us more stars, we'd get paid.
Jamie
for
did
it.
Give us money last time.
And did we split it?
No, it's still sitting in there. I haven't even done any. Oh. It's still sitting in our thing.
It's like 3 cents or something, but I don't know. How much did we get for those stars?
Well, Facebook's got to take their cut. So I haven't pulled shit out.
So we got about a nickel.
Probably.
Split.
And then there's a nickel.
It's like a penny. A penny a piece.
Half a penny, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
That's
why I haven't pulled shit out. It's still sitting there.
Megan, well, maybe we'll invest it.
I'm letting it sit to accumulate for everybody else
it's
who wants to donate.
Literally seed money.
Right now at this point, yeah.
I'm going to go outside and plant a 20 and see if it grows.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if someone tries to do that.
I'm sure there's someone that did.
Just like if you watch the, what the fuck is his name? He's an ER doctor on TikTok. It's like Steve Io. I think that's his name. But
one that always does the...
He's an ER doctor.
Oh boy, what went up our rectum today?
And the... He had a pregnant lady come in, 8 months pregnant, maybe 9 months, and she's having contractions, okay? He comes in and he calls this girl's name, and all he gets an extremely raunchy smell. So when he says her name, and he just covers his nose, and he goes, "I don't know what that smell is, so come in here with me." Says it. And then he unplugs his nose and breathes in again, and he smells it. He goes, "Now it's in here." And he calls in another nurse to have him come in. And now they both smell it. And the husband of the pregnant woman says, "Yes, it's her." He goes, "What do you mean it's you?" She says, "I didn't take a shower for 8 months.
Oh.
Because I'm afraid of drowning my child." Y'all figure that out. That is what we come
this
to.
This is why we need to take warning labels on shit.
Yep.
And those people breed.
And they vote.
So now y'all know.
They even read the ballots.
And they drive.
No.
Okay, let's go Cracker Jack box.
Yeah. So where are we going, Blaine?
Brain?
Yeah. I'm.
We're not in the States. So
where
do you think
we're not in the States.
Nope. We're across the pond somewhere. Where do you think we are?
England.
No.
Farther across the pond.
How far across the pond?
Pretty far across the pond.
Italy.
Nope, you gotta go farther.
Ireland. Not that far?
I gotta go farther.
Africa.
Florida!
That's in the States.
Tennessee? Kentucky?
Get out of the States!
Georgia?
You said it,
we're not in Africa.
Georgia?
Not in Georgia.
All right, I'm gonna take a guess.
This thing is surrounded by water.
This thing?
This country.
Sicily.
Is surrounded by water.
Australia.
Oh, fuck. I was going to say
under.
Borneo.
We're going down under.
We're going down under.
We're going to Keith Urban Land.
Hey, only a few things great came out of Australia. Steve Irwin and Keith Urban. Oh, wow, that did go together.
Don't forget Crocodile Dundee. Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah, she is Australian, isn't she?
She's dead now, but...
I forgot she was Australian.
Thor.
Any of the Hemsworth are from Australia.
Who else? Who else? Who else? Australia, Australia.
I said it's very
Mad Max.
Was Mad Max Australia? Are you sure about that?
The original one, yes.
Oh, okay. Like I said, we only have selected things from Australia, okay? Except for the big ass
Fosters. That's a beer. You know what? I want to try that.
I do too.
I heard it's fucking nasty.
What?
I want to try Vegemite.
I'm sorry.
I'm on Amazon. I'll look for it.
We need to do another Amazon charge.
Yes.
I agree.
I concur.
I wasn't here for the last one.
Problem is, this could be a very, very scary hole.
And it's not for the faint of weak stomach
either. I agree. But we're doing the backpacker murders.
Whack fuck drink.
Bottoms up.
So, the road worker savagely killed 7 backpackers in the Bilango State Forest in the early 1990s.
Is this going to be another one?
Yeah, probably.
Hey, do we know anybody that can get onto a PX? Because we can get Vegemite from a PX.
Like a base PX?
Yeah.
You live with two people. Yeah, yeah.
I don't
talk to two people.
Hold on, let me see if Amazon's got it.
I'm pretty sure they have Vegemite. The death leaves several. Leave several other disappearances unsolved.
I am not. 1392 for 2.2 grams of Vegemite. Be here on Sunday. We can get a squeeze bottle of Vegemite for $17.58. How much is a gram? Okay, how big is that?
Were you about to say a gram?
Yeah, seriously.
You're like, how big is a gram?
We can get a 2.9 pound pack tub of Vegemite.
If we don't like it,
for
$35, it's gonna sit. Nope.
What is it?
Vegemite. Vegemite is.
Hold on, I'll look it up again. Give me. I'm trying to find a cheap jar.
Amazon.
It's the smallest one you can. It's the most disgusting thing in the world.
If we're going to do something Australian, I'll make a big old. We'll find one of the famous murder cases and we'll eat some Australian food.
I'm not eating koala bear.
They don't eat koalas.
I could probably talk to some of the people in their groups that live down there.
Here you go, $12.95.
Fairy bread sounds nice though.
For 150 grams.
Again. Fairy bread sounds fun, fucking fantastic.
Fairy bread?
It's literally a slice of bread.
I'm not even two sprinkles. Gay guys. I'm not Hannibal Lecter. I'm not, what's his name?
Dahmer.
Thank you.
It's a thick, dark brown Australian food spread made from leftover brewer's yeast and extract.
No, it'll give me farts.
It doesn't sound very pleasing.
No,
yeah.
It's gross. It's gross.
He wants gross. To
and
try it.
Looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Yeah, poop.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't eat it.
Please don't try this without a piece of bread and butter. It's just very salty, kind of bitter. Some toasted bread, a little unsalted butter, and a small amount of this unknown paste, and you will get a very delicious, unique toast.
I don't know about all that.
All right, I will add it to the cart. It's $12.95 for a little 150-gram jar. But we'll deal with that later. Yeah, we will. Anyway, let's continue. We'll...
when
hello, Alan.
Similar to beef bullion.
If when British backpackers Carolyn Clark and Joanne Walters were found brutally murdered in the Bulango State Forest in September of 92.
Where?
Bulango State.
But it's high in B vitamins.
So is sperm.
You just like the taste of dead babies?
Not me. So wait, Australia has forests?
Yes.
I thought it was just like desert out there.
Desert? You mean desert? Man.
Well, how do the Australians say desert?
I don't know.
Probably dessert.
Just like a cigarette is a fag.
In England, yes.
No, that's what they call them down in Australia, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a lot of the same terms.
Ah.
But they have some really cool accents down there. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know.
Yeah, Keith Urban. Yeah, I know. I get it.
Single dose of LSD provides immediate and lasting relief from anxiety.
What?
LSD?
How did we get on the topic of LSD?
I wouldn't recommend taking LSD at all.
Cause it more and amplify it?
Yeah.
Oh, how would you be anxious if you're trying to watch a dragon?
Dude, don't move! He's gonna move!
Why?
Yeah, it would get rid of your anxiety.
Yeah, it would cause like a shit ton more.
Oh, fucking dragon. I'm not gonna move.
The dragon is chasing me. Help me.
If that fucker sees
that's
me.
When you pull out the duck bill. Whack, 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 whack.
At that point, you're just like,
oh my god, this is why.
Do they sell those?
Character's name from Peach Dragon.
On Amazon, yes, they do. Amazon sells everything, by the way. So, The Sun ran the headline Beast of the Bush. Brick.
Wow, I get a transparent one for $18.99.
That's probably not
and it's got a light on it. I can make Mr. Ducky light up.
You fucking dumb. The newspaper speculated that the killer could be a friend responsible for the disappearance of 20 people in the area over 20 years.
Clean hands, apply lubricant, enter, adjust to suit, turn on the LED light.
Adjust to suit. Yeah! Man, that fucker hurts anyway.
Fucking jack stand at work, too.
Oh, Ivan Millet, who died of cancer at Ivan the age Millet? Of 70. Millet. M-I-L-A-T. Millet? I don't know.
M-I-L-8?
A-T.
Oh, apparently it is. A speculum is no longer used just on females.
So they stick that shit up a man's ass?
Anus, ears, and nostrils. But the common one is the female version of it.
Yeah, I...
Sorry about that thing, right?
Yeah, the duck bills.
Do you put that fucking...
I mean, at one point in high school, I could get 5 quarters in one nostril, but...
And that is probably why we have those.
It was all fun and games until I got one stuck.
Yeah, they do make plastic ones, too.
That's what I was just looking at.
I don't know!
Can we get one for our drawer?
No.
If she could only if she could shove it up your ass.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. There might be more violation to do that.
You wouldn't have to do a magnesium citrate flush.
That's true. You could just shove the garden hose up there for me.
I want to do that.
Hold on. You know that's a thing, right?
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Call the power enema.
Well, people say it actually is very relieving to have the water come in.
You don't want to do it with cold water. You want to do it with
warm.
Warm.
But I don't care.
We got cold water bottle.
It's called an enema. Called a warm water enema.
Yeah, and people do it because it's supposed to help cleanse them. Yep. They willingly do this.
Yep. I have to admit that I have done it in the past. No, I do not enjoy it. I spend enough time in the bathroom. And doing it continuously can cause more issues, problems down the road. That's the reason I probably live in the bathroom.
Do they even make Massengill douches? Do they even make douches anymore?
Yes.
Yep.
No, you need is a bottle of water and vinegar.
But the ratio, you gotta be...
I'm sure you can look it up.
I'm not sure about the whole ratio on that shit anymore.
Are you gonna be a chemist now, dear?
I should ask Alexa when we get home.
Hey, Alexa, what does the fox say?
What's the recipe for a douche?
That's fucked up.
Look in the mirror.
That'd be my luck.
But Ivan Millet.
Ivan Millet.
Who died of cancer at age of 70.
I wonder if his middle name is S. Ivan Smith Millet.
I don't know.
Only
you
there.
But he died of cancer at 74, was convicted in 96 of the murder of 7 people aged 19 to 22 who disappeared while hitchhiking south of Sydney.
Wait. He died in 74.
No, died at the age of 74.
Okay. I was going to say he died at 74 and got convicted.
96.
In 96. The fuck? No.
You need your hearing aid.
Damn. But his death means... his suspected involvement in several other disappearances.
Sorry, did you say something? I pulled my ear out so I didn't have to listen to her.
Huh?
Right?
That's an annoying noise.
That's just my gun sliding in on a socket.
But they're saying other disappearance may not
lube.
Be solved.
Okay, I was putting my ear back in. What? No, I'm sorry.
So they're saying the other disappearances.
The other dick.
Because I've repeated this word like 3 times now.
Yeah, there's a biodegradable one in our closet.
They're saying it may never be resolved. The other ones. So he's only convicted of 7.
And there's a shitload more.
Yes.
Yep.
The backpacker killings became the subject of intense international media scrutiny and speculation over the discovery of 7 of the bodies in makeshift graves in 92 and 93.
It was Timon and Pumbaa.
Ah, damn. In their intervening years, Millet and the cold, brutality of his crimes have held an enduring grip on Australian psyche, and Belango has become byword for horror.
Okay.
That's what it says. As journalist Mark Whittaker and Les Kennedy wrote in their book about the case, Sins of the Brother, published in 1998, it was a particularly Australian story.
So there he was, tied to the bed. She come in on a kangaroo with jumper cables.
So
now
I was going to say a fag in her mouth, but that cool too.
Oh, yeah, while sucking on a fag. It's the typical Australian story.
I don't fucking know that. The callous murders by the tanned, muscle-bound Australian with Dennis...
Keith Urban!
Oh, hell yeah.
God, Doc. With a Dennis Lilly mustache.
A what?
Lilly. L-I-L-L-E-E. Unless you got another way of fucking saying it, that's Lilly to me. Dennis. Motherfucker, it's the heart. This shit. Mustache.
The goatee.
No goatee. Just straight.
Oh.
Like handlebars.
Yeah.
I want to grow a Fu Manchu.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You want to braid your...
You want to know what's fucked up? He kind of looks like my uncle.
That's kind of scary.
That's like a 70s porn stash.
Yes! Just longer.
But it looks like he looks so much like my uncle. It's weird.
Ron Jeremy probably had 5 more inches than that.
I wouldn't know.
I know I kind of want to look it up, but since this whole shit, I just don't.
I have no urge to look up that motherfucker.
You're just jealous because he made all kinds of money. It's like Tracy Lords. Anybody that's got any of her tapes has been charged with child pornography because when she did that, she was...
That's fucked up.
16. And she didn't look it.
Damn.
The only buddy that actually went out and bought her tapes because she was probably saying she was over the age of 18.
Well, this is also back...
Back in the day, a lot of things slid underneath the table.
There's a wild
machine above my head. Oh, that was Max.
All right.
Don't say it, boy.
Anyway. Mustache seemed to reveal something uncomfortable about the nation's character. With his death comes unsatisfying sense of things will still be unresolved. Mellet was one of the six prime suspects in the case of 3 women. Leanne Goodall.
Wonder if she's related to Jane.
Robin Hickey and Amanda Robinson.
Robin Higley?
Robin Hickey.
Hickey.
Hickey. H-I-C-K-I-E. That is Hickey, sir.
Yes,
all
it
day
is.
Wrong. Wrong.
Yes, it
wrong.
Is.
Fuck.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, dear.
Near where he often
so
worked as a
give,
road
so
worker.
So would Hickey give a blowjob or would she give a hickey?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if she's going to give a hickey on a dick. I'm just saying.
It's still a hickey.
She's got some sucking strength.
I don't know. Do we have a picture of her? Oh,
no.
Probably not. She'd be probably kind of like...
She's dead.
Decayed and...
Probably.
Yeah.
But he often worked as a road worker within 4 months of each other between 1978 and 1979. In 2002,
he was a road worker.
He was.
She's a whore.
He is.
He, oh.
He was the road worker.
Oh, okay. I thought you said she was.
No.
Oh, I found a picture of Hickey.
In 2002, Millet was called to give evidence at the coronial inquiry into the disappearances, but no charges were laid. The possibility that Millet did not act alone has been the subject to endless speculation. During his trial...
That was
me. During the trial, Millet's lawyer attempted to place blame on one of his brothers.
What is... Oh,
the police actively investigated the possibility of an accomplice. In the sentencing remarks, Justice David Hunt said it was clear that at least 2 of the killings, 2 people had to be involved. An avid shooter and hunter, Ivan Robert Marco Millet. Oh my God.
Ivan Robert Marco Millet.
Not
say that 5 times fast.
Yeah. It doesn't even go together.
It really doesn't.
Nevaeh's name is Nevaeh Catherine Jenny Larson.
Shortened to tricycle motor. Or shit stain. Or cooter poof, depending
on... just thought I was yelling at her too. Yeah.
How can you... You're right, that does not go together.
It doesn't flow.
No, it does not.
Nevaeh Catherine Jenny Larson.
What's with the Jenny?
That's his grandmother's name.
Ah, okay. I'll leave it at that then. But you got to get her... When she gets her own phone line, you got to do 867-5309.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, he was born in the 27th of December in 1945. He was the fifth of 14 siblings.
I wonder if his parents were Mormon.
I don't know. But I'll find out here in a minute. But he was one of 10 brothers. From the outside, the early years of his life were unremarkable in post-war Australia.
Post-war or post-apocalyptic war?
It says post-war.
Oh.
His father worked on the wharves, W-H-A-R-V-E-S, wharves. In
probably
Sydney.
Probably Australian version for wharf, which is big ass pier, basically.
Fair. In Sydney, after migrating from Croatia after the First World War. Ha-ha! While his devoted mother cared for the children. His father was a strict disciplinarian. Eventually started a tomato plantation at the family property in Moorbank, basically Western Sydney, where the sons were put to work. Neighbors have described...
Drink.
No.
I heard your fuck up, Crystal.
I tried. Neighbors have described the family as insular? I-N-S-U-L-A-R. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that word is.
And I'm looking it up.
Okay. And the young Millet did not stand out among his siblings, Jesus. But as they grew older,
ignorant or uninterested in cultures, ideas, or peoples outside one's own experience.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Narrow-minded.
Word. I'll be narrow-minded and said I never heard of that fucking word before in my life.
Unwilling to meet new people or consider new ideas. Democrats. Liberals.
They politicians.
Politicians.
Pretty much.
Because honestly, they have still hard to swim. Either way we look at it, all of them lie. Anyway, but as they grew older, the hold of his parents slipped. Petty theft, troublemaking graduated to break-in and enters, Jesus Christ, and burglary. 7 of the 10 brothers have had run-ins with the law. And then the Millet family, became well known to police. Uh-huh. Ivan Millet leaned into the lifestyle. In 1960, during his late teens, early 20s, he served an increasingly long stint in jail for a series of break-ins and burglaries. A fan of fast cars and Burley Cream, with a quiet charm and fictitious nature, he found time to have affairs with 2 of his brother's girlfriends in the same period. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
I'm gonna have sex with my brother's girlfriend? That sounds like...
Now, was she hot?
It's 2 of them. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they're not married.
That's still weird.
You know.
Keep it in the family, right?
Incest is best.
Oh, that's fucking gross.
It's a game the whole family can play.
As Millet got older, he was linked to crimes of increasing severity. In 1970s, he was tried but acquitted of raping 18-year-old Margaret Patterson, who had been hitchhiking in Melbourne.
Acquitted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As Whittaker...
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Oh, God, that's fucked up. And Kennedy wrote in their book, Millet often bragged to friends of his capacity for violence. In one instance, recounted in the book, he described as an acquaintance how to turn a person into a head on a stick by stabbing them in the spine. He was an avid shooter and often hunted in the forest where the bodies of his victims were found.
Head on a stick.
Head on a stick. Jeffrey Dahmer did that with animals.
That was dick on a stick.
He did only did with animals. I don't as far as I know. The crimes in which Millet served a sentence began in December of 1989. On the day before New Year's Eve, Deborah Ivrist and James Gibson from Melbourne set off to Sydney towards Albury, near the border of New South Wales and Victoria, for an alternative lifestyle festival. Let's just say hippies, bro.
Gay fest.
I mean, maybe?
Wait, they actually called it an alternative lifestyle festival. I got nothing.
Yeah, they had planned to meet friends, however, never arrived. When neither made contact with the family in the weeks to follow, their relatives filed a missing police report. Police were not immediately concerned. The other five victims followed similar paths. Simone Schmichel, fucking names, man, 21 from Germany, left Sydney for Melbourne on the 20th of January, 1991.
One in the middle looked like a dude.
I don't know who.
Top row middle, right there.
This one? You said top row middle.
That's a dude.
Okay, moving on. I
haven't That's even... a dude. The one under that is a dude.
The left Sydney. Oh, wait. She was due to meet her mother in Melbourne Airport 4 days later. Gabber Naunbauer. Fuck, man.
Joyman.
What?
She from Germany?
It doesn't say. Yeah, also German, yeah.
Yeah, Naunbauer or something, yeah.
And Anja Habschti? Fuck, man. 20, also German. Left Sydney on Boxing Day in 91. The couple was supposed to be making the 4,000-kilometer trek to Darwin before returning to...
Darwin!
Yeah. Before returning to Munich a month later. They never got on the plane. Clark, 21, from Surrey. Walters, 22. There's the guy. From Mazgeek in Wales.
Whales live in the ocean.
I said in Wales.
People live in Wales?
Always blue.
Pinocchio lived in a whale.
Yeah, pretty much.
Jonah lived in a whale. The Jonas Brothers, not so much, but...
They probably could. They met at a backpacker's hostel in Sydney's King's Crossing. Jesus Christ, guys. They shared a flat there. They had hitchhiked together a number of times in Australia to a small town of Mildura in Victoria, on the way to Tasmania to pick fruit. The names! Names!
They're going to Tasmania to look for devils.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they'll
see
the Tasmanian
devil. I want one. In April of 92, no.
An emotional support Tasmanian devil.
Funny you have one. It's called a cujo.
Have an emotional support alligator.
Well, I want an emotional support honey badger.
Fits you perfectly. They left Sydney again with vague plans that seemed to involve heading south towards Victoria or Perth in Western Australia. Weeks passed without any contact with their parents. The two families sprung into action, alerting police in the UK and Australia and using the media to dump up interest in the case.
So what have we taken away from this so far? Don't fucking hitchhike.
This was back when...
That's, yeah. It wasn't that Drugs long ago. The 90s were not known for hitchhiking. That was more of a 70s thing. 70s, 80s thing.
Thing is, Australia doesn't...
yeah, they're out in the middle of a fucking bed of water.
So they were just hitting the 70s and the 90s, okay? Give it some time. Just like look at Cuba. Are you saying
they're that far backward? Well...
Look at Cuba. Look how far backwards they are. They still have parts for vehicles that we consider collectibles at this point. And they're still driving. And they actually...
Because we had embargoes on them for decades.
But that's the point. They're farther back than Australia is.
So you're calling Australia bass-ackwards.
Not that much, but yeah.
But Australia's not that far behind us.
No.
Cuba. It's literally, like, on a map, it's like, here's California, here's Australia. It's not that far. They're not that far behind us.
Actually, they're actually ahead of us. In time. China's 13 hours.
So they are about... If Australia's ahead of us, why are they bitching?
They're 18 hours ahead of us.
Are we popular in Australia?
We won't be after this one.
No, probably not.
There's a thing on the purple side over there.
Battery's low.
I should be plugged in.
You're plugged in.
Yeah.
I need to get
here. See, again, you don't have your cord.
He never does. Anyway.
She will.
It didn't take long for journalists to start linking their disappearance with other cases. In April of 92, an Australian... Oh, we lost the purple.
Bye, Peanuts. I mean, Peanut.
The Australian television program followed Newbar's parents as they searched for their son, pointing to other missing backpackers. But it wasn't until September of 92 when two runners discovered the first of the bodies, Clark and Walter.
They were a double team.
Yep. The severity of the crimes began to emerge. Walter's was stabbed 21 times in the back, 14 times in the chest.
Damn!
Her spine had been severed by one vicious blow.
Damn.
Lying in the scrub for 10 meters away, Clark had been shot 10 times in the head. Well, blindfolded and stabbed in the chest.
Execution style.
That's what it sounds like.
Why didn't they just say execution
style? I don't know. It's Australia, bro. They probably don't have executioners out there because then nobody's allowed to have a gun.
Mm-hmm. Clearly someone is.
Yeah, the criminals.
The grisly discovery didn't end there. A year later, October of 93, a bushman collecting firewood, found another body. It was James Gibson. Police found Everett's nearby. A month later, the three Germans were discovered.
Damn.
They would all have been viciously murdered.
Wow.
After intense investigation, police narrowed down the list of suspects to a few dozen people. But it was none other than Britain, Paul Onions. Fuckers with these names.
Paul Onion?
O-N-I-O-N-F.
Oh my god.
So yes, Onions, who provided the crucial piece of evidence. Onions, this sounds really weird, guys, managed to escape Millet's vehicle in the early 1990s. He flew back to Australia during the investigation into the murders to identify him, Millet. In 1990, 3 weeks after Everest and Gibson disappeared, Onions had hitchhiked a ride to Canberra with the mustachioed, and yes, they did put mustachioed man.
Mustache.
He would later describe as looking like an Australian cricketer, Dennis Lilly. The names, people. The fucking names.
No shit.
The trip eventually became uneventful, but as they made their way down the highway, Onions became unsettled by the questions the man...
He had gas.
No shit. Who gave his name as Bill was asking. Did anyone know where he was headed? Was anybody waiting for him in Canberra? Had he done any special forces training in the Navy?
Wait, the Navy has special... Never mind. Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do. As the car approached the Bigelow State Forest, the driver pulled over to the side of the road saying he wanted to find some cassettes to play. God, dog. Instead, he produced a gun and a length of rope, telling Onions this is a robbery. The backpacker made a run for it. The two fought. The men fired a shot before Onions managed to flag down a car and escape. Don't hitchhike.
Right.
He filed a police report who told them it was unlikely they would find the man responsible.
Okay.
But 6 years later, Onion's testimony would be crucial to Millet's conviction. I've been fucking up words left and right.
Yeah, we know, but that's okay. We still love you.
It doesn't look like your thing's working on Twitch, by the way. Okay.
No, we gave it up.
But when police searched Millet's house in southwestern Sydney in connection to Onion's robbery, they found items belonging to his victims. More belongings were discovered with his relatives. Millet was arrested in 94, convicted in 96, after an 18-week trial.
Damn.
He was held in a high-security unit in Goulburn Supermax.
Ooh.
Home to Australia's most dangerous criminals. Okay. In May, he was transferred to Long Bay in Sydney after he was diagnosed with terminal esophagus and stomach cancer.
Ew.
Woo. During this time in solitary confinement at Goldberg, he had been on several hunger strikes and sometimes swallowed sharp objects if the guards did not meet his demands.
No, you're having all kinds of issues tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I've been.
You need more alcohol?
I have no more.
Drink, bitch!
The legacy
she
of...
needs another drink.
The Mellets
she
murdered...
needs the other stuff.
Oh. The legacy Bordeaux. Of... Millet's murders has endured. In 2012, Millet's great nephew, Matt Millet, was sentenced to at least 30 years in prison.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
That was weird. I was like, what?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah, that's cold.
He was sentenced to 30 years in prison.
She needs a drink.
For an axe murder of a friend in the same forest.
The, what am I giving her?
The fucked tequila. Up bottle of tequila in there. With
literally just a drop. Because I'm putting grenadine and Sprite.
And then grenadine and Sprite. Yeah.
Yeah. The court later.
And you can get fucked up. Yeah,
the court heard he had later gloated about his
murder.
Hold on,
drink. Tech bitch will come and show you.
I don't know what the fuck to do.
So the great nephew said that's what millets do when his murder charge came up.
Nice.
Many of those linked to the backpackers' murders had held up hope that Ivan Millet would reveal more about his crimes before his death. In October, Caroline Clark's father, Ivan Clark, told reporters he still hoped for a deathbed confession. We still think Caroline every day, but it doesn't mean to say we have to think of Millet every day. Clark told the Australian Associated Press from his hometown in Northumberland. If he was to finally face up to the fact and admit to any others that he has done, if he indeed has, then I think it would be a wonderful thing for those parents, because in the short time that we didn't know, I know just how they must be feeling.
Okay.
And that is it. That is Ivan Millet's, as he was the backpack murderer back then.
Wondering which vodka mixer coming up.
I'm scared.
That's not vodka, that's tequila, dear.
That's tequila. Yeah.
Whatever it is.
This ought to be good.
And there's ice in it.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to have ice.
I've never put ice in my shit.
Oh, well. I put ice
one in
it. That's a lot.
I ain't no
bartender.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Don't give that shit to me.
Kevin Hart, we have a
floor. Oh my god, I can smell it over here.
I can fucking
smell it. Kevin Hart, we have some words for you.
Hi, Kitty.
You have to finish it. It's been made.
Fuck. It doesn't burn going down.
Like, not yet.
Not even the amount she just tried to kill me with. Doesn't hurt coming down. But you can taste that motherfucker.
Girl, I think your eyes are watering.
To be fair, I can typically mask the taste of a lot of things. I can make it smooth going down. I can taste I can mask the alcohol taste in Kinky and mix it with Mountain Dew, and it becomes a blue lemonade. Tastes great. Because that's what I was doing to his friends that got
come on,
them
have another drink.
Piss ass drunk.
Friends?
Yeah, Lori and Megan.
Oh.
You drink about two or three sips of that and you won't taste it anymore.
I don't know how much she put in.
I know how much she put in. I'm like, whoa, that's enough.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I admit it.
What's the taste? Patron.
It needs more grenadine.
Oh, I need
something. Big, bigger cup.
You need to drink a little bit more.
I'm trying.
Put everything in the 7-Up bottle.
So then she can have, if she drinks more, she can have more room for grenadine and more 7-Up, which will weaken it. I get it. Keep drinking.
Sure the rest of the 7-Up in poison that was in the bottle there.
Honey, how much is left in that bottle?
No, there's still a little bit of.
No, of the alcohol.
Not that much.
I can't.
Oh, she put in like that much.
Fuck.
I'm not a bartender.
No.
She's had no formal training. She's used to making my drinks.
I want you to realize I can do some really good concoctions.
Drink it up.
I can do. Can I not do some really good concoctions with alcohol?
Oh, I know you can.
I can. Don't ask me to ever write down any of my random ones.
Oh, I know.
Because I can't think.
I want it. I would love to be able to do an AMF again.
You'd have to come off your meds there.
It's going to be a long night.
Well, not only that, hon, but I'd have to go have the surgery.
Is it mask?
Yeah.
Is it face mask? No?
You almost got room for grenadine in there.
But in a couple weeks, we can do the Amazon thing again.
Okay.
And we can order some strange things we find off of Amazon. Man, I've seen Japanese's interesting choice in potato chips. I've seen that one. I don't know about that either.
Over the stomach, through the in the mouth, through the gums. Oh, look out, stomach! Here it comes.
Mm-hmm. My stomach is going. You sure about this shit?
There you go, Japanese snacks.
To a certain level, my body's just like, no, 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 bitch.
The head rock.
Because your body knows it's like, no, 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 bitch, don't do this. Woo! Hiya! They have cotton candy flavored scorpion pops. They're $11.
Yeah, no.
We should all do the.
They're bred for human consumption.
One chip challenge.
Fuck no.
No, I could not. No way. Dude, that would send me. That shit would send me to the hospital because of my gallstones.
Oh, yeah.
That would be no. That's a big no. Well, what about
fried chicken candy?
Fried chicken candy?
Fried chicken candy.
Let's do that. I can't see that far.
We know you're old, but Jesus.
No. Fried chicken flavored candy.
With a...
Oh, fuck yeah, I'd try that.
Depends on who made the fried, where the fried chicken comes from.
Where'd you find that under Japanese food or?
No, I just looked at weird food.
On Amazon?
On Amazon.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It says fried chicken flavored candy, but on the tin it says fried chicken candy. In a collectible tin, by the way.
Oh, there you go.
It's like the third or fourth one up.
So, Kelly, that means you can't have any more hot sauce, can you?
Walking tamales.
Like, spicy. Like, burn your asshole coming out.
No. Nope.
Texas burger, space food, beef cheeseburger, Russian astronaut, food MRE. What?
Pickle flavored cotton candy. I know I got that.
We had that last time.
Yeah.
That was gross.
It actually wasn't bad. There's the crickets.
The cinnamon toast crunch creamy cinnamon spread.
That sounds like sperm.
Paul, mustard flavored soda.
I've got the perfect soup for you. Ghost pepper chicken noodle. Made by Campbell's.
How about mustard flavored soda? Or grass flavored soda?
I'd try them.
Maple flavored spam. Y'all fucking nasty.
Maple flavored spam?
Dude, that might actually.
Maple flavored
spam. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes.
That actually might be
alright. I haven't gotten that far another yet. One.
Fucking nasty. That's fucking nasty, bitch.
How much is it?
It's $3.50.
Dill pickle flavored cashews.
I'm sending this to Kelly because I think y'all fucking gross.
I would do it.
It's a 12-ounce can for $3.50.
I would fucking do it.
I fucking hate spam. You're nasty.
Dude, we could do spam. Oh, man.
No, I won't eat spam, bro. Oh. Don't push that.
You'd try it?
He would.
I would try it, but okay. I might not like it. I don't.
How about sour pickleballs?
I'm not a big pickle fan, but hot honey.
How about macaroni and cheese candy canes?
Huh? Macaroni and cheese candy canes or yes. Candy cane macaroni and cheese?
This is mac and cheese candy canes. I'm not misreading.
What? What drink?
No, she's not. Macaroni and cheese flavored candy canes.
Sounds nasty.
Yeah, we can.
Now the key word is it Kraft?
Probably not.
Dude, you know they have the Kraft flavored gummies.
A crap flavored gummy?
Kraft flavored gummies.
She did say Kraft.
At the Five Below.
Really?
Just so you know. I didn't want to try it. Bacon brittle.
Bacon brittle I would try.
Wait, bacon brittle? Like
bacon.
Like peanut brittle, but bacon?
That's kind of what it looks like. Made in Nashville. It's what it looks like on the picture. Tell me that I'm wrong, Paul. Oh.
Yeah. Ooh, they have teriyaki flavored spam.
Calm down, Tiger. Longville dehydrated sea grapes? What? Oh, it's green caviar. Just say green caviar.
I am not eating fish eggs. Because the shit's expensive. Or no, caviar.
It's green caviar.
I don't give a fuck.
Which is $17. Honey stinger waffle. Sorry. The Tube of Terror Challenge.
Damn.
The fuck is a Tube of Terror? Corn Nugs. Johnny Scoville's. Oh, no. Not doing that.
Okay, apparently they have maple flavored spam and teriyaki spam at Walmart.
I've seen it.
We'll go get a couple of cans. We'll take care of the spam.
Rhubarb and custard.
Rhubarbited?
Rhubarb.
Whack fuck drink.
Fuck. I don't know. I might try this one more. Rhubarb and custard flavored candy.
I'm not a big rhubarb fan.
I mean, I would try it.
But I mean, but no, we could try it. I mean,
ketchup candy canes. That's not what I said.
She said ketchup candy canes.
Walbar chocolate cat tongues.
What?
Walbar.
If chocolate that's how you pronounce it. Cat tongue.
No.
So it's chocolate cat tongues. Am I misreading that?
Very well might be.
No, she is not.
I don't know where the fuck this
is. I don't want to know. I got nothing. No, 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 no.
Just think of what we could find.
Well, we can do that. We'll go back and forth over the week. You know, we'll pick up a couple of things. You guys pick up a couple of things, and we can do a weird food.
The original bag of poo. The Sasquatch poop. Yay!
We got to get Roberto for that one.
Yeah.
It says the squat.
Oh, my God.
Where's Roberto?
Brown cotton candy. They have it in black cherry. Oh, my God. I love brown black cherry. Oh, that is fucking hilarious. That is hilarious.
I really should buy it for him the next time. But we need to know where he's when he's coming.
Oh my God, that is fucking hilarious.
I'm going to send it to you so that way I don't lose it.
So.
I'm Bigaboo.
No, we should probably wrap up. But yeah, we can look during the week and you know, we'll do it very, very soon.
That way we can get time to order stuff and get things there. So right. It won't be next week. Sorry, guys.
Right. Well, I get
freeze paid next dried week. Squid?
Ooh.
Squid jerky.
I've had calamari before.
Yeah, but I don't know how that would work as a jerky.
How much is it?
$24.
Ouch.
What is Bing Bing?
Hey, drink, bitch.
Yo.
Love you.
I love you more.
So. Oh, I want to give a big shout out to Drink Bitch. Sunday is our 6-year anniversary.
Oh my God, they got black cherry
slaw. What?
What?
On the link you sent me.
Oh! Yeah,
they got black cherry slaw.
I sent it to you, not him. Whoops.
There's only 14 left in stock.
That sounds like a him thing.
Anyway, I want to wish a happy 6-year anniversary to Drink Bitch on Sunday.
I want to break unicorn.
I'm not involved.
We have grape jelly at home. I can give you a grape jelly unicorn.
No, not the same. Or a strawberry elephant. Strawberry flamingo. It's a vanilla penguin.
There's your penguin.
Anyway, so give us a couple of weeks, folks. We're going to do another odd food show because you know, that one went over so well. If we do get to Sasquatch poop, let me know, because I want to get Roberto over here. We can talk about Daryl.
Once we do, once you get a set time with Daryl, I'll order it.
All right, sounds good.
So that way we don't fuck
hopefully,
it up.
Hopefully he can share it, because I want to try some Sasquatch poop.
Trejo spirits?
What?
Trejo. Danny Trejo? He has his own alcohol. But it's not alcoholic tequila.
Yeah, because like they'd be able to sell alcohol over.
And zero proof. Sorry, that's what it says. Danny Trejo is in Los Angeles.
I know that. Anyway, so happy 6 year to Drink Bitch on Sunday. Not that she's paying attention. Well, you were going to say something.
Wild burgundy snails.
Wild bourbon snails?
Burgundy.
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 Snail.
Snail. Nope.
That wasn't the cat. Bye! Have fun storming the castle! You might want to poop first.
Remember, company makes a dollar.
Always,
I make a dime. That's why I shit on company time.
Correct.
Real.
Always poop on company time.
I know. They say the average person.
How about kangaroo jerky?
That I would try. We weren't talking about us. Sit down.
Sit.
We were talking about Australia.
I'm going down under.
Yes, we were. I don't know.
So. We will keep looking for stuff. If y'all got some ideas.
I'm afraid of ever eating kangaroo jerky and some fucking miracle these little fuckers smell it. I don't know how, but I get my ass kicked by a kangaroo.
You have any kangaroos in the house?
No, but all I need to go to a zoo and I'm going to have my ass kicked. I don't know. Xena can stand up and be as tall as one.
She gotta stand first.
She has no problem standing.
You will by the time you're done with that.
I might
get lucky tonight, though.
If she can make it upstairs.
Thank you.
You bang her on the couch.
As everyone's probably like, no, ma'am. No, sir.
Well, if he can't get you upstairs.
Piggybacker.
No, because he'd hit my head on the fucking thing and I'd be done.
Drag her by her ankles.
That's pretty much what it would be. Oh, my God. He just shit on my couch. Red Ooh. Bean.
Ooh.
Who's shit on where?
He just shit on my couch.
I keep dying.
Why do you keep dying? Maybe you should not do that.
Oh, God, that felt good. Oh, my God. Oh. Anyway, we're going to wrap it up, guys. We got Janelle and I have got an early morning tomorrow. So send us...
How about hot dog, bacon, gravy, mac and cheese flavored cotton candy? Or not cotton candy, candy canes.
Yeah.
Sure, that I would try. Along with the mac and cheese ones.
I don't know about any of that.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Hello, bye-bye.
Bye, have a wonderful time.
Go bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Wasn't sure if she gave me the finger or not.
I'd give you the finger.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk.
Stay yeah, give it to the kid.
Till next week, this is whiskey, wine, and true crime.
I'm working as fast as I can. There's a lot.
That fried chicken candy sounds good. So yeah, apparently we can get that spam over at Walmart.